We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave Steiny, you're doing a wonderful job.
I'm a pirate fan. You gotta have more hope than that.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, we are out at Stone Tree Golf Club in Nevada. Oh, it's the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament. They are one of our great sponsors here at 95.7 The Game. Nice day, sunny. Guys are out there hitting the ball. We had Joe Shasky coming out. I think he's playing with the boss right
now. Wonder how he's doing.
And it's Steiny and Guru doing the show from here. Let's jump on. Let's go to Gene. Our good man Gene in Oakland wants to jump into the conversation. Hey, Gene, what's going on, man?
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm leaving. I'm leaving a place right now. I'm going to go to a better spot. Okay. Here we go. Hey, you know, the John Lynch interview, you know, I wouldn't say it was totally useless, Steiny. That's about 90% useless, but
all right.
I think he made an important point at the end. You know, he said he didn't want to see another, you know, dragged out a negotiation process, you know, one that could adversely affect the team, as, you know, Bosa's actually did, but in the end it didn't matter, but, you know, he wasn't ready when he came in. So
right.
I think that he was basically putting a message out, like, let's get this done. Now, as far as, you know, is are you coming back? If you look at it from both sides, I'm not seeing a good reason why they would let him go.
Hmm.
You know, I think he's probably considered as valuable on offense as Bosa is on defense, in which case they're probably prepared to overpay the guy, and that's fine, you know. But looking at it from Ayuk's standpoint, where the hell is he going to go? To the Commanders? I mean, any place that he goes that can afford him is further away from the Super Bowl than we are,
right,
by quite a bit. So this is going to get done. I'm almost certain, and hopefully it gets done sooner than later, and we can just move on from it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Gene. I think to this point, I don't feel like we've seen anything we haven't seen before.
Mm.
It feels like the other thing we all know, and maybe Ayuk's camp knows this too, is you can pay him right now. You can pay him right now and figure it out at the end of the year, maybe involving some other players on the team that you have to do salary stuff with. But I kind of agree with the logic of the situation that you have another year. Why not make another run at it with everything you got? And if you get it done and you win the Super Bowl, well, then you have – tough decisions, but you're coming off a Super Bowl. If you don't get it done and you bring, you re-sign Ayuk or you extend Ayuk and you don't get it done next year, well, that gives you every excuse in the book to make the kind of changes you may have to need to get back to being a Super Bowl team. 888-957-9570.
So are you saying that it wouldn't be a bad look just from afar?
I'm saying if
the Niners did this to Brandon.
I'm saying if the Golden State Warriors actually thought last year, even though it was foolish, that they were a championship team, and that's why you bring Draymond Green back, even though I didn't think they were. My point is, if the 49ers think they're a Super Bowl team, you got to bring back Brandon Ayuk this year.
Oh, no doubt.
You have to. Let's go to Eric. Eric's in San Francisco. What's up, Eric? How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
So I wanted to touch on the Warriors for a quick second.
All right.
And specifically, you know, I hear people consistently talking about trades and or can we, you know, package Kuminga with a contract. And I think Bobby Marks pretty much confirmed this last year, but we're now entering into a new phase of the CBA that...
Yes, we are.
There is no way to package Kuminga plus Wiggins and get back like a Carl Anthony Towns, because the Warriors are going to be in the second luxury tax apron.
I mean,
unless they decline Chris Paul's option,
or
they let Clay go.
Correct.
So you cannot keep Clay, trade Chris Paul and Kuminga for a player. That is just not allowed. So it seems like the conversation is kind of missing the boat, in that the Warriors really are at a pivot point. And that because they can't aggregate the contract, it kind of seems like they can either run it back, and there is no trading Kuminga for a second piece.
Stay on here, because my understanding is they could get under that second apron by not, you know, by letting Clay go for nothing and letting Chris Paul go for nothing. That would theoretically put them under the second apron, where they could make an aggregated deal. Or maybe through another smaller move, make an aggregated deal.
Okay, yes. That's my point, is that it's either kind of like
yes.
you kind of let Clay go and Chris Paul walk so that you can get below the second luxury tax apron, and then you could package Wiggins and Kuminga.
Yes.
Or it's basically you bring back Clay and we're handicapped because we can't trade, we can't aggregate contracts. So I kind of feel like that should be more the discussion point than, well, could we get Carl Anthony Towns or could we get X player? Because it just doesn't work like it did when the Clippers aggregated Norman Powell, Robert Covington into James Harden. That was allowable last year. That's not allowable this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you guys disagree with me, but I just think that should be really the nexus point for starting the discussion on what offseason moves should be had.
Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for bringing this up. Appreciate it, Eric. Hopefully, Evan is poised. Let's play the Bobby Marks sound from CW55. That's when the Warriors can even gain flexibility. Take a listen.
July 1st. That's when basically the clock resets as far as where you are financially. July 1st is the date to circle, and I think, you know, certainly Chris's contract gets guaranteed on June 28th. So you'll know by the end of June as far as where Golden State will be going into free agency as far as from a flexibility standpoint.
So there you go. Yeah, and that's what Eric kind of alluded to. On July 1st, we're going to know, you know, if it's announced. And the way it usually happens during the moratorium is it'll be announced that Clay's agreed to a contract extension with the Warriors. And that's, you know, that's Guru just kind of the way it is. But he's right. And then there's I was thinking about this. You know, even if you want to trade, let's say you decide you do want to move off Kuminga, Goo. All right. He's only making $7.5 million. So if you want to get a player back, and this is assuming, as Eric said, the Warriors get under that second apron before they make these moves. you're not going to want to trade Wiggins. Like, in a way, if you think Wiggins and Kuminga are redundant,
which I
why
do,
can you, then you can't trade them both. Why would you
and
trade
I've
them
never
both?
I was a proponent for that.
So that means
that
you
was
can
the
only,
first time I heard. I was like, hold
but you
got
to pair Kuminga with somebody.
Well, we talked about could be Draymond. Huh?
Could be Draymond. Maybe it could be. Let's go to Priest. Priest is in Palo Alto. What's up, Priest?
The victory lap, maybe, huh?
How's it going? How's it going? Hey, thanks for taking my call. Listen, I just watching the playoffs and watching what happened with the Warriors. You know, I tried to sound the alarm about this run a month ago that Kurt keeps talking about. Kurt, to me, you know, I'm so tired of his stinking foolishness. I don't know what to do. Listen, he lives in fantasy land too much for me. This is just my point of view. This all this thing about there's value and these guys return, that's a fantasy that they're trying to live out. That does not happen in the real world. And now all this stuff about, I love these guys. I want plaques and statues and retired jerseys for all of them. All I'm saying is, look at the playoffs. Look at the talent out there abroad and just in the Western Conference. This league does not belong to Steph, KD, and LeBron anymore.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
Fat-fake. You cannot keep trying to put things around Steph. It makes no sense. You have to see, my issue with Kurt is he does not grasp the task at hand. The task when he first got here was one thing. The task he has in front of him now is completely different. You have to restart, retool, and try to start this thing for the future. He's not equipped to do it. He doesn't want to do it.
But Priest, he just got re-upped for two more years.
I know that's the that's the quandary that the organization has put themselves in. He is an albatross. This whole idea about the big three doing something, talking about a championship, come on, man. We have to get back to reality. This stuff is not working. It's not working. They have to grasp the idea that, hey, we need to look at Kuminga. Can he be a piece? Can we put a piece with him? And then maybe Steph, I would hope that he would take the last 2 years of his career and just enjoy them. Look at what he's accomplished, how great and rare it's been. And really enjoy the rest of his career and stop chasing something that doesn't exist.
Appreciate it, Priest.
Yeah, that last part, Donnie, he lost me in regard to, then, you know, it's easy for me to say I've never played or logged 1 minute in the NBA. What do you come to work for? Even if you're tricking yourself, all these dudes, no matter how old they are, Durant, the ones he mentioned, LeBron, they come because they think they still got a chance to win. It's not, you know, this ain't recess. I'm just happy to be here.
I mean,
I'm not, with the whole Curry, Durant, and it's a new ball, new young guys in town. I get all that. We're watching it.
Yeah, my feeling is, like, yes, it's up to Steph Curry to be professional and to try to keep winning titles, but there's 30 other teams that are trying to win titles, and you're right now the 17th or 18th best team. Like, this is one of those where, honestly, like, this is where you got to be strong as an organization. Mm. Like, this is where maybe you go up to Steph Curry and say, look, we're the 17th best team in the league right now. We're going to try to get better. We're going to try to get better as fast as we possibly can. But your dad played in the NBA, and you've played 15 years in the NBA, and you know that it's not likely. Mm. Steph, you know it's not likely that we will be able to put a championship team around you in the next year or two. You know it. You're smart enough. You've been around long enough. So how would you like us to try to handle it? Mm. What would Steph say?
Sign Dre for $400?
Well, this is now. I'm doing it now.
All right, I hear you, but I felt like he said that last year.
Like, this idea, this is why I think everybody just misses the point. Like, they assume that Steph Curry is, like, kind of stupid, I think. And what I mean by that is fans actually think that if they say, well, we can put a team around Steph to win a title, like, I don't believe Steph believes that. Like, he has too much history in the NBA. Like, he knows exactly where the Warriors are. He might want to win a title more than anything else in the world, but you can't tell me he looks at the Warriors situation and says, we're right there. So the minute Steph feels like it's not right there, then what do you do?
Well, we should be there right now. Like, this is...
We might be.
Yeah, there's no doubt after him not... Or they not making the playoffs. This is where... This should be the first chapter of that, Steiny.
And then, you know, the other thing is, you know, we all ought to thank our lucky stars that we have the superstar that we do in Steph Curry. Because if he were James Harden, I'd tell you right now, he's saying, get me out of here. Mm. Get me out of here. Telling you right now, if he's LeBron James, he's saying, get me out of here. And you know what? Maybe Steph's not saying, get me out of here, but maybe Steph is saying, hey, Joe.
No.
If you think that the fastest way to bring this thing back would be to move me, we can talk about it.
And you know what? That's the dirty little secret nobody wants to talk about. Because your boy does not have a black Amex card, Joe Lacob, to where he could just go shop. Like, that's what makes this so scary, man. That's what makes this so scary. And that's why nobody wants to talk about, and I know I don't, Curry not being a Warrior. But, Stani, that when you hear that, and you look at where this team is and all these penalties and these new rules, it's like, oh, my gosh. Houdini couldn't get out of it. He couldn't navigate out of this.
Well,
I'm being real.
Well, there is a way to navigate out of it. And this is, to me, the thing I find most fascinating. Because if I told people, if I said, look, I'll give you this. Even though there's no guarantees, I will allow this guarantee. I'm telling you right now that the fastest way back to the Western Conference Finals, the fastest way, and I can't tell you if it's in a year or it's in 3 years, but I'm telling you right now, the fastest way to get back to the Western Conference Finals is you got to move Steph this offseason. Nobody would do it. People still wouldn't do it.
What if I told Even you I don't think Lacob would do it?
I'm telling you, I think you're dead wrong.
All right.
And that's
I'm being real, but where, I hear, yeah.
I think that people really don't give Joe Lacob enough credit for the non-sentimentality. He signed Draymond.
That's all I got to go on.
And he told Kevin Durant to go hit bricks. You know, they moved Durant when Durant wanted to stay here. All I'm saying is this is why this organization is at such a fraught point. Think about that. And I'll tell you right now. What do you mean
Durant wanted to stay here?
What I mean is, like, he made the tough decision on Durant. Like, he could have gotten rid of Draymond. He didn't get rid of Draymond.
Right.
He could have, you know, I mean, what I'm saying is, I think he makes the decisions that he makes. Like, he got rid of Bogut. He got rid of Harrison Barnes. But what I mean mostly is, I'm going to say that again. Joe Lacob, I think, would give a different answer. But, I mean, the reality of the situation is, and I'm not saying we're there yet, but the fastest way for this team maybe to become a contender may be the thing that
everybody's afraid to
talk about. But, you know, the other thing I always believe, Goo, is that there's stuff going on. You know, do we know that Steph Curry's not frustrated right now? Do we know he's not frustrated?
I just know a month ago or 3 weeks ago, he was in Orlando with his head over his jersey in tears. Now, I assume the tears were because of Draymond let the team down again, but there's no telling what was behind that emotion. So to answer your question, Stani, I don't know, but the reality in sports is guys like Steph Curry, Derek Jeter, Joe Montana, Rice, they don't come around often. And when you get one, man, things change. Even if you got to take two steps, steps back just for the respect to treat the icon with everything that they deserve because of what they meant, not just to an organization, but to a city, man. And I just don't see Steph Curry, and I could be wrong, Stani, ever not in a Warrior uniform.
Yeah, I would never say that. I would never say that. Not with Joe Lacob as an owner, and not with... See, the other thing that I think people get wrong is that this is where ownerships actually do elevate themselves. And if the way the Golden State... If the Golden State Warriors are a first-class organization, believe it or not, one of the ways you stay a first-class organization is if Steph Curry ever were to say, "Hey, Joe... Look, we haven't done anything for a couple years here. I'm making a ton of money. I might be the easiest and fastest way out of this thing for you, and I'm just letting you know that I'm willing to listen to going to another place." And then it's just like the Golden State Warriors did with Chris Mullin to the Indiana Pacers when they were a title contender. They moved Chris Mullin to the Indiana Pacers for a young player, Eric Dampier. So are we at that point? It doesn't seem like we're even close to at that point with the fans. With the fans. I guarantee you, I bet you Joe Lacob's closer.
So you're expecting something big this summer?
I'm expecting, I told you what I expected. I don't think Chris Paul will return. I don't think Klay Thompson's back. So those are two things that
phone to call? Well, I know LeBron will be free, but is there anything that we're not even remotely thinking about that Joe could be? Because nobody saw that coming, that, you know, shot in the dark for LeBron James. To me, that if that's where you're at during the season, that has to get amplified times 10 in the off season. Like, almost to where he's not even taking no for an answer. Like, well, we're talking about the basic stuff, but Stani, there could be if he picked up the phone to see the availability of one LeBron James, every and anything is on the table.
Right. The problem is what they have to put on the table is not as great as what other teams have to put on the table. And then they got to figure out who or what they're putting on the table. And the other thing, are you just like are Warrior fans? And I'm starting to think if I were a Warrior fan, maybe I would be too. Just not liking where I'm at right now. I don't like a lot of decisions the Warriors are going to have to make. Like, when you say, "Do you think Klay Thompson will be back?" My answer, Guru, is I don't think he will. It doesn't mean I don't want him back. It just means I don't think he'll be back. And when you start talking about all the stuff that the Warriors are thinking about and maybe have to do, I mean, I get it. I could get why a lot of Warrior fans want Joe Lacob to probably pick up the phone again and call the L.A. Lakers for LeBron James. But I'll tell you this, I don't know if I'm giving up Kuminga, who's going to have to be a part of it, and probably draft picks down the line somewhere, even though that's what it'll take to get done.
Well, you better hope number 23 doesn't get suspended again, if it is a run-back scenario.
I mean,
you know, you can't have April without the Warriors in the playoffs. Like, who saw that coming? I didn't.
Well, there's been more Aprils in the last 5 years where the Warriors haven't been in the playoffs than Aprils that have been. And that's the other thing. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Because it's weird.
How many teams in the league have not been in the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years? I'll bet it's like 6 teams. That's it. Like, that's...
I'm trying to... It's gotta
you know
be
what?
More than 6.
And here's the other thing. And Mike Dunleavy, the one thing he made a point of during that press conference was when he was talking about where the Warriors, and he was covering every base. We want everybody back, and we want this, but we'll evaluate. Mm-hmm. The one thing he brought up is we have missed the playoffs 3 of the last 5 years. And he didn't say, but the year we went, no. He said, we didn't go to the playoffs 3 times in 5 years.
Well, it's operation. It can't be 4 or 6.
Well?
Because it's weird not seeing them on the TV, man.
Is it?
You don't find it just like
not really
peculiar?
They didn't earn it.
Well, that's a fact, but...
I mean, I watched them all year. They don't deserve to be there. I mean, they just don't at this point, but...
I got nothing for you there.
We'll, we'll see what happens this summer. Can this team somehow catch lightning in a bottle? What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
I know everything.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're out at Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. Steiny and Guru with you. It's the Atco Pest Control Golf Tournament. And we had a great time out here today. Guys still out in the course. Shasky's playing. The Boss Nahegan's playing. Guru started us off this morning. I guess I'm the only guy not playing.
Well, you probably played yesterday, right?
Yeah, but today's today. I actually was going to bring my clubs, and then I didn't. And now it turns out I'm glad I didn't bring my clubs because I got to get home right
now. Well, Tim Jordan just let me know that today was a win for me because had I crushed that ball on the first initial swing, Steiny, it wouldn't have went anywhere. They gave me the okey-doke ball. What do you call it, Tim? It would have just went up oof and dust.
It's the blow-up ball.
The blow-up. So yeah. I'm happy the golf gods saved me from that and I hit the actual ball. Go figure.
Yeah, so Guru, they had a prank ball for Guru.
What's going on, a prank?
And he missed it. And it didn't blow up.
Yeah.
And that's the win.
Goolytics knew it wasn't real.
That's the win. No, but fun day out here at Stone Tree. We're talking about the Golden State Warriors, talking about John Lynch, the San Francisco 49ers GM. They really want Brandon Ayuk, and the Warriors really want Klay Thompson and Kuminga. And all that CP3, they'd like him back, all things being considered. And the Giants, you know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They want all their players, too.
Well, real quick, you mentioned the playoffs this weekend. What was your biggest takeaway?
I told you. The Warriors.
Wow.
And these older teams. I'm with Priest. I don't think there's any coincidence that the Warriors are done, that the Lakers are in trouble, that Phoenix I don't think is going anywhere.
Wow.
We'll see about the Clippers. I'm not sold that they're going to be able to make
that. Win for them without Kawhi, but
sure.
I'm with you.
Yeah, it's a win. It's a win.
Yeah, it's only one.
And but I think it feels to me like the league is asserting itself now, that the best teams are younger teams, and that's what I think I saw over the weekend. Let's go to Jimmy in Bayview. What's up, Jimmy? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual.
Thanks.
With Kuminga, they have to keep him because he's got such a low contract next year.
Yep.
And they have to re-sign him, to stay out of a sign and trade, I mean, they need to see if his value increases if he's a Jason Tatum or if he's a Tobias Harris, you know, regardless. And I think the Warriors are heading to kind of a stand pat year where they got to get under the second apron and they got to let their young guys play and see what they turn into for 2 years where they can get over the apron. What do you guys think?
Jimmy, that may be the way they go. And if that's the way they go, I think Warrior fans are going to view it as unbelievably disappointing, but the reality of the situation is there's nothing better out there for them to do. I mean, there might not be anything better for the Warriors to do except bring Draymond back, bring Steph back, play the four young guys a little bit more next year, and then make some independent decisions on Clay and Chris Paul. And that's it.
And barring a suspension, maybe you're the fifth or sixth or fourth seed.
I don't even think with Draymond they can count on that anymore. You know, you look at some of the teams. I mean, how much, you know, the Warriors, are they going to be better than the Memphis Grizzlies next year? See, this is, you know, these are the questions. You know, are they going to be better than Oklahoma City? Probably not. How high can they go in the standings? You know, I'll give them some teams in the back end. They could be better than the Lakers next year. Phoenix, who knows? The Clippers, I could see them, you know, make it. But the problem is, how's Denver getting worse next year? How are the Oklahoma City Thunder getting worse
next year? They're not. Minnesota, you said that.
So isn't that?
And then there, you know what? As upset as I got this weekend, just like when it's really hitting, you know, sitting in or you find out the Warriors aren't, you know, they're not a part of this. This is the first time that I've dealt with this, like, pain, because before you had, there was a reason. Okay, Steph broke his hand or something went awry. But, Stoney, I'm just telling you this. I don't know how in the world next year you can say a team that's led by Steph Curry, whatever, wherever you think he's at, because I know I got him higher than where you think he or what's left, that we can get accustomed to them not being a part of the playoffs. That's a hard pill. I'm going to say that's a hard bottle of pills to swallow.
Well, Joe Lacob would say we're already getting too accustomed to it. Like, and I'm just saying it for effect. But that's where I think Joe Lacob is so much different than I don't think he's saying, well, we get Draymond back and things fall in. I don't think he's that kind of an owner.
All right. Well, okay.
I think he's the kind of an owner that looks and says, how many times do you want me to run it back? You know, this will be you want us to run it back a third straight year.
You know what, Stoney? You got me. Dub Nation should be saying nobody's safe then with this roster outside of Curry if he's seething that they didn't make it.
Yeah.
And he's paying that bill almost $400 million.
I think that's fair. Right.
Okay.
I mean, how can he bring back the same team at the same payroll?
With those
and the whole – and like seriously, and you're crossing your fingers that Draymond stays healthy 15 more games?
Damn, you're saying health, which is real. I'm saying or not get suspended.
Even if, you know, or doesn't get suspended. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll find out a lot about the offseason with the Golden State Warriors. Obviously, it all starts with Klay Thompson, but it goes to Chris Paul III. We'll find out. Do they break up Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins? I mean, you know, you can't. Can you bring them? Can you start those two?
That's the other thing.
I mean, but the other thing is, can you start those two if Draymond Green's on the team?
But remember when Dre came back from suspension and I was like, Stoney, I couldn't believe Draymond was the missing piece to bring them to match them together. That was being said. It wasn't just me. And then that ran its course and it got back to where they didn't compliment each other.
I mean,
and the last game with your life on the line, well, Kuminga started the second half, but you went out there with Kuminga on the bench and sacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and got nothing from Wiggins. You got nothing. You didn't get anything from anybody. That will be a game. You could be like, come on, Goo. You're just saying that because we're almost off. Because I want to be here all day.
Well, so this is going to be a game where you think everything changes.
That one hurt me. That was the one. That was the one that really, like, man, what the F were you looking at, Goo?
All right. Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you on 95.7 The Game. Coming up on the other side, we got Willard and Dibs joining us.
The guys.
Reminder, you can catch all 4 hours of Steiny and Guru on the free Odyssey app. You can download the Odyssey app directly from your QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. That segment also sponsored by Safeway. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by Mark Willard and Dan Dibley. It's Matt Steinmetz and Darryl the Guru Johnson with you from Stone Tree Golf Club in Novato. It's the ATCO Pest Control Golf Tournament, and at some point we're going to get you a couple scores from Shasky and Nahegan, if you care. I know you don't. On 95.7, The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.